This is Ernesto Londoño. I'm reporting from Tahrir Square in Cairo. Today we've seen one of the largest demonstrations this year. What's unique about it is Islamists were front and center. Islamists have been pretty reluctant in recent months to participate in the protests, saying that they want to give the military council time to get its act together and to prepare the transition to democracy. But today was different. Today we saw organizers within the Islamist community bring people in buses from the Nile Delta and other conservative places around Egypt. The tone of the messages that they chanted and the tone of the posters they displayed was pretty striking. They called for the implementation of Sharia law. They called for an Islamic country. They called for a more conservative country. And it was perhaps the most... It was perhaps the loudest and the most visible display we've seen from this community. This is a community that many years was oppressed by the Mubarak regime. We haven't really seen them speak out and outline their vision for the new Egypt in quite this way before. This was a planned demonstration that was supposed to show unity between Islamists and Egypt's youth-led, largely secular groups. However, the seculars felt pretty snubbed by the tone and by the number of people they saw early this morning. A lot of them boycotted the protests and left the square altogether. They held a press conference during which they expressed disappointment. What's also striking about the demonstration is the crowd has remained very, very large throughout the day, even though it's been sweltering in Cairo. It's been a very, very hot day. People are drenched in sweat and very visibly tired and hot. However, that hasn't really affected the crowd. The people are still out. They're still chanting. They're still listening to speeches. They're still waving flags. It's a pretty striking sight. Also of interest today, there were vendors in the square selling photographs of Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein. These are things that I haven't seen before. I've been covering the revolution pretty much from the beginning. And I haven't really seen these things on display. Found it interesting. And it's the kind of thing that makes people who launched the revolution, secular and liberal youth-led groups, a little uncomfortable.